This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you'd like to check this out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Should be no issues there whatsoever today. Test went bad yesterday, but we're good to go. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click the video. Join us on live chat at any given time with people from all over the country, North Carolina, South Carolina, California, East Coast, West Coast, Texas to Minnesota. Even every once in a while, folks, we'll get some people from outside of the United States of America. But then again, we are broadcasting into 53 countries as well. With that said, you can also jump over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and do the same thing there. Just click on to the video and then join us on live chat. It's right on the right side of the page. If you're driving in one of the 121 cities that we are broadcasting into, give us a call at 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We're going to be talking about a couple things here. Does someone want to remind this president that he is the commander-in-chief, not the victim? He has the legal power to prosecute, but he doesn't. We're going to talk about that, and I'm going to play some audio in just a couple minutes here for you, friends, from Bill Gates and his daddy. Did you know that his daddy was the head of Planned Parenthood? If you were listening in last week, you heard that audio. And we knew this information, but it's interesting to note Bill Gates' dad, again, was the head of Planned Parenthood. Here we go again, friends, tied back to the Third Reich, and that's tied into Project Paperclip, which is all documented information. Nobody can deny this. This is not theory. It's a fact. It's interesting that Bill Gates' daddy was the head of Planned Parenthood, which is, in fact, with the consent of the American people, are responsible for over 60 million babies that have been murdered in the womb. And don't think for one moment there's not going to be recompense, friends, because there is. But it's interesting. Bill Gates was inspired by his daddy's population control. That's where he gets his views from. And just think about this, friends. He wants to help people. I named the article today, friends, "Get Behind Me, Satan." That's exactly right. Bill Gates' dad was the head of Planned Parenthood. Okay, train up a child in the way he will go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it, right? Wisdom is justified by our children, Proverbs 22:15, and also Luke 7:35. He's inspired by his daddy concerning population control and his views, and he wants to help you, America. Give me a break. Get behind me, Satan. Right? And that's exactly where we're at today, friends. Get behind me, Satan, and I'm not asking for permission in doing so. We are rebuking him in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen? Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be saying, right? And they are saying it. Bring it down, Brother Dean. That's exactly what we're doing here on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Listen carefully, friends. This is Stalin. This is how you're being controlled right now. We've already ripped up. We've dissected into a million pieces Fauci's, narrative and Bill Gates' narrative, and there is no credibility to what's going on here outside of the fact that they are sharpening their knives right now as to how they're going to usurp more authority over the American people. They've already convinced the American people to quit working. Nobody ever thought that that would happen, but they did it. And all the good little serfs and vassals, they obeyed their master, didn't they? And they surely did, regardless of the narrative, regardless of the truth of the matter. And again, consider the source, friends, right? But I want you to understand that you're being laughed at right now. I want you to understand that you are being controlled by a totalitarian, authoritarian, friends, mindset. I want you to think about this. This was Joseph Stalin back in the 20s and in the 30s. This is how he controlled his people. Again, listen carefully. Stalin once ripped all the feathers off a live chicken as a lesson to his followers. Cruel, right? He then set the chicken on a floor a short distance away from himself. The chicken was bloodied and suffering immensely. Yet, when Stalin began to toss some bits of wheat towards the chicken, it followed him around. He said to his followers, Joseph Stalin, the Red Terror, did, "This is how easy it is to govern stupid people. They will follow you no matter how much pain you cause them, as long as you throw them a little worthless treat once in a while." Is that what's happening today in America? Oh, it is. There's no getting away from it, friends, in any sense of the word. But I do have to tell you that. You can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. And let me say this. You can fool God none of the time. We see what's taking place here in this country. And the bad guys, they think that they're having their way. What they don't realize is we're all on the same ship. Once that ship goes down, they don't realize in judgment and judgment under God, they all go. Okay, just ask Nebuchadnezzar. Okay, and judgment was more severe at aimed at him and his subordinates than it was at the people that God was judging. So, folks, we're going to go down in history as the greatest fools ever known to mankind if we don't get this right. Because at the end of the day, you know what we're doing? We're doing it to ourselves. Okay, but I do have some good news for you. All over the country, you're beginning to see people rise up. You're beginning to see massive protests and resistance to tyranny against governors that are doing their best to wield more control concerning the slaves that they are attempting to create on a daily basis. They're attempting to wield more control over the American people. But the American people, those that have their eyes wide open, are beginning to resist and defy tyranny just like their forefathers did. Tim Brown just wrote, Michigan, massive protests begin against tyrannical governor Gretchen Whitmer. Folks, this lady is just, I mean, you want to talk about a Jezebel, here we have it. Tim wrote, more and more states are seeing that people have had enough of their rights being infringed upon unlawfully by the tyrannical governors who are pushing an agenda based on a hoax. Well, that's usually how they are based upon or predicated upon is a lie, right? Michigan is the latest to get into the action and start calling on tyrannical Governor Gretchen Whitmer to stand down for her usurpation of power and the state to force unlawful stay-at-home orders. Where did they derive that authority from? You have to lay that to their candor. Friends, we have one coming up in the state of Minnesota. I'm still waiting for a confirmation on that one Friday. We know that this is beginning to happen all across the country, friends. Why? Because people are slowly, once again, suffering the abuse before they open their eyes to the abuses taken by the government that's supposed to serve them. Friends, it's time to stand up and understand what's going on. We are under attack. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back after the other.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, talking about Michigan. Massive protests are beginning there. Just talked to someone from there this morning. He had told me there's probably 3,000 to 5,000 people during that time, that was 3 hours ago, that were there to begin to protest this tyrant in the people's capital. This is happening all across the United States of America. Now, friends, I just have to say this. I was thinking about a conversation I had with one of my friends this morning, talking about the prophets of the land. And it's interesting how the prophets of the day, the modern version, which runs antithetical to that of Jesus Christ, they got to protect their reputation, though Jesus never made himself of a reputation. It's interesting to note, he said that, Bradley, they're not preaching out against sin. I said, I know. It's like they're circumventing the people because they don't want to bring the offense of the cross to the people. Which brings, by the way, with the use of the law of the schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ, Galatians 3:24. If you don't use the law, what are they to repent for? You don't go to a doctor until you first know your ailment, right? Or your dim prognostication. That's why you go to the healer, Jesus Christ, who saves you from your sin, Matthew 1:21. But folks, the false prophets of the day, the Mark Taylors, folks, and others across the United States of America that told you to get on the Trump train or else. I told them this morning, I said, they are going to be hunted now. The only thing I can do here on this show is follow the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. What we have been preaching for 20-some years on this radio program, friends, we are now here. I had a friend probably 10 years ago call me up. He calls every time we get in trouble in this country. Hey, Bradley, what's your take? And I'll bring him right back to the Word. He told me one time, he said, Bradley, he goes, it's interesting. He goes, because everything that you were, when we were doing high school assemblies across the country, I thought a lot of the stuff that you were hitting was just way out there. He goes, why were we talking about those subjects? And he said, now years later, he said, every one of those things that we were talking about, coming from the pulpit here, he said, we're having to deal with them. I said, that is the gift of prophecy. I'm not claiming to be anything. I'm just following the leading of the Holy Ghost here, which still operates in the gifts of the Spirit. He hasn't changed. Man has changed. Read 1 Corinthians 12 when you get a moment. Now, I'm saying that for the very purpose, friends, that we're here today. I just had probably 2 months ago, a guy saying to me, Bradley, why don't you just get off the Nazi stuff? Now everybody's talking about the Nazi stuff. Of course. I want to tell you where the real prophets are. They're the ones in the center. They're the ones pointing the finger to slay sin. It's not just, by the way, the prophet's job to do that. It's also the apostle's job to do that. And the teacher's job and the evangelist's job and the pastor's job, Ephesians 4:11, to slay sin. We're supposed to preach out against sin because that's the fruits of godly repentance, 2 Corinthians 7:10. Read it when you get a moment. Folks, I have blown the trumpet from this pulpit for years, and now we're here. And it's not no credit to me, no accolade for me. This is all the Holy Ghost. Here we are. He's faithful to those that are faithful, right? He remains faithful even when we aren't. And the fact of the matter is, we're on the head of this. We're in the center of all of this mess today. What's the message? Repent. What was it a year ago? Repent. What was it 10 years ago? Repent. What was it 100 years ago? Repent. What was it 2,000 years ago? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's not changed. It's man that has changed. Okay? We need to get back to his program and meet him on his terms. And when we do that, we're going to understand what the will of the Lord is. And the Bible tells us that he has revealed the will of the Lord unto us. And here we are today occupying until he comes. Now, I want to get back over to what we're going to be talking about in concerning this audio. I got some audio here for you. It is second to none. And it's highlighting more information that just came out. I literally have so many emails coming and messages coming my way, friends. It's just, I've already seen it. That's what I got to say is I've already seen that one or I've seen that one. And I'm vetting through all the information so I can get the best information for my listeners across the United States of America and in the countries. This is one of them. I played you one the other day, and this is a part two, and this is bringing you up to the current state of affairs in the United States of America. Listen to this, friends.
You know, having been through
this is Fossey.
Serious issues, particularly the very painful early years of HIV/AIDS, when people talk about conspiracy theories, you will always have conspiracy theories when you have very challenging public health crises. They are nothing but distractions. You know, I can assure you, we have so much to do to protect the health and the welfare of the American people that I would just hope we just put those conspiracy stuff and let somebody write a book about it later on. But
ain't
not
working
now.
Anymore, Tony.
Anthony Fauci does not like conspiracy theories. And if the president does not fire several members of his COVID-19 response team, the books written in the future will likely be about the Bill Gates Big Pharma takeover of America. Dr. Fauci is on the leadership council for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Deborah Birx is a board member for the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria, which was founded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Robert Redfield, current director of the CDC, was a founder of the Institute of Human Virology, who has received $31.8 million from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Seema Verna has worked with Sue Desmond Hellman, chief executive officer of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Alex Azar was president of Eli Lilly's U.S. division.
All interlinked.
Under his leadership, prices for the company's top-selling insulin drug tripled, which led to a class-action lawsuit. Jerome Adams received a medical scholarship from Eli Lilly. Stephen Hahn is commissioner for the FDA, who partnered with Bill and Melinda Gates in 2017. Stephen Mnuchin was a member of Skull and Bones at Yale University.
All interlinked to the Bushes and the Nazis.
George Soros to create SFM Capital Management. Brett Giroir was the director of DARPA.
This apparently is how
and
you make CDC America great again.
Dr. Nancy Messonnier is Rod Rosenstein's sister. Many have been concerned that President Trump has been surrounded by deep state operatives for the past 3 years. Well, now he seems to be completely surrounded by Big Pharma and Bill Gates loyalists, all pushing vaccines as the solution and admitting that they might make things worse.
Does the vaccine make you worse?
And
there are
Fauci
diseases in which you vaccinate someone, they get infected with what you're trying to protect them with, and you actually enhance the infection.
Los Angeles has announced that they're going to pay people to snitch on their neighbors.
You know the old expression about snitches.
This is
governor. In this case, snitches get rewards. We want to thank you for turning folks in and making sure we are all safe.
And the public is now being prepared for mandatory certificates of immunity in order to freely leave their homes.
Who's doing
this,
friends?
Can you imagine a time where Americans carry certificates of immunity?
You know, that's possible.
Anthony,
I mean, it's one of those things that we talk about when we want to make sure that we know who the vulnerable people are and not. This is something that's being discussed. I think it might actually have some merit under certain circumstances.
Welcome to Medical Tyranny 2020. For InfoWars.com.
There you go. That information is just second to none, friends, because it's all up to date as to what's taking place here. And it shows you as to who is surrounding the President of the United States of America. And again, we're in it. It's not going to happen. We're in it right now. Anybody know how Adolf Hitler began to usurp the people of Germany, all 80 million of them, back in the 20s and the 30s, namely in the 30s, friends, and in the 40s? The same exact thing that they're doing today. Now, I think what's important for people to get here is that, again, Bill Gates' daddy was the head of Planned Parenthood. Guess who admired Margaret Sanger? Adolf Hitler. Isn't this all interesting, folks? It's an alliance of death, and my Bible tells me, in Isaiah 28, verse 18, it will be disannulled again, but at what cost? At what cost? I want you to think about this. In Jeremiah 11:9, Anthony Fauci, the sick-minded devil, is exactly what he is. You look at this guy and you tell me he's right. He's not right. But he said, you know, these conspiracy theorists, they just need to go away. Let me tell you something there, Tony. It ain't working anymore. It ain't working anymore. And the Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. It should be of interest to every American concerning the conspiracies that are in fact taking place by our said representatives and agencies today. Because what we noticed is these are working hand in glove with the mainstream media, which is controlled by the CIA. Anybody remember what Harry Truman said of the CIA back in 1947? He called them the American version of the Gestapo. Guess who controls the media on a global basis, friends? Because the American people capitulated when they should have stood up and fought them off. And you still have the freedom today to do the right thing. Harry Truman said that. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's freeze on U.S. funding to the WHO is not going over well around the world, mainly because the United States picks up a lion's share of the funding. But according to Far East expert Gordon Chang, the president's move was the right one to make.
Although the WHO does much fine work with its professionals and its doctors, I don't think that it can operate in an effective manner to aid countries as long as you have Dr. Tedros and some of the other senior officials there.
New Yorkers are now required to wear a face mask of some kind when going outdoors. That's according to Governor Andrew Cuomo. He says the mandate is aimed to slow the spread of coronavirus and that the mask or cloth must be used to cover your nose and mouth. The mandate does only apply, though, if you're in a situation where social distancing of at least 6 feet is impossible. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Man, I'm trying to stay on topic here, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to take Barbara from New York. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, ma'am?
Hi, fine. Thank you, Bradley, for everything you do. I just want to make a little suggestion that might help. I don't have a very big voice, but if everybody was to turn off their television, especially Fox 5, every day for 2 hours, we could hurt them back. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. There you have it, folks. That was from New York. Shut your TVs off. I'm watching live chat right now, and it's amazing to me even how it's not a lot, but it's a little, right? But it's interesting how people will feed into the narrative, and they'll talk gloom and doom, and it really comes to what they're feeding on. And when they begin to give their thoughts and their minds and their tongues, which is life and death and the power of the tongue, it's interesting how they give it over to the enemy. Yet you have 328 million people in this country that still have the freedom to do the right thing, but what they want to do is they want to talk about that one governor in their states up against the millions, literally, friends, how they're supposed to submit to him, even when they can't find it in the law. I got to say this. You deserve what you've got coming if you don't want to follow the rule concerning the Word of God, which liberates. You'll be made more than a conqueror when you feed on the bread of life. If you don't, that's why you talk in such a fashion. This is why you live under the wrath of God. You're condemned. You're self-condemned. Because, again, you are what you eat. And whatever a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What are you thinking on that you are continuously giving power to the enemy when you have all of the law, you have all of the people for a good portion of the American people that are against what's going on in this country? And first and foremost, if you're righteous in Christ, you put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh. You have God on your side. So why are you capitulating? Why are you giving strength to the enemy to suggest that somehow or another you have no power, no ability to stand up against what's going on here? I want to go back to something concerning the last segment. We were talking about, well, what's going on with Fauci and Donald Trump and how he surrounded him with those that are selling for Bill Gates concerning his vaccinations. And we know who Bill Gates is. And then all of a sudden we started hearing from governors that are telling you to turn people in. Does this sound familiar, friends? The Bible tells us the love of many wax cold. Why? Because of the workers of lawlessness. They don't understand that love is the fulfilling of that law. But it's also interesting to note that Scripture does tell us in Matthew 10:21, and the brother shall deliver up the brother to death. Let me go back to something we've been talking about for a long time. Who is inciting domestic insurrection? More than your said representatives, not all of them, but the bad ones. Who is creating and inciting domestic insurrection more than your said representatives, hand in glove with the CIA-controlled mainstream media? Nobody. How are they controlling the people? With the mass media. What is, we've talked about it 1.5 million times, the tactic of Saul Alinsky? Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. Folks, if they really were where they want you to believe that they are, right? Just think about this. You wouldn't have the freedom to stand up. You wouldn't have the freedom to resist. These are the same people that you're cowtailing to concerning those that want to disarm the American people. And you have to ask yourself why that is. And if you do forfeit your rights, your God-given rights concerning the Second Amendment, you lose everything. You forfeit everything. You forfeit everything, because if you don't have the Second Amendment, you have nothing to enforce your other rights with. Just for the record. Just wanted to make clear. I want to go back to this. We heard Tony Fauci, this mentally sick-minded individual. He's a Nazi, is what he is, friends, just like the rest of them. And you see the link going all the way back to the Nazis and the Bushes. And, folks, it's just so widespread, it's ridiculous. But I want you to think about this. Jeremiah talks about conspiracy. I just shared with you right before the end of the last segment. It should be of interest to every American concerning the conspiracies that are in fact taking place by our said representatives and agencies today. They have zero credibility concerning the narrative they're trying to lay. This is why they're using the media to basically to suppress and censor anybody that dares speaks out against them. By the way, just yesterday, Tim Brown actually wrote, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com. He had written an article, friends, on the back of YouTube. You know what it tells us? It tells us that we can get paid if we go ahead and sell ads if it's congruent with the COVID-19 narrative. Hey, folks, this is how slaves are made. Don't you remember when Judas betrayed the Son of Man with a kiss? The truth, just like these people are, they don't realize that they're being set up for suicide, right? The Bible tells us that after Judas figured out what took place, he was the son of perdition, destruction. What did he do? The Bible tells us he went and hung himself and his innards gushed out. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. These people are on the wrong side of history, but they want to dare the justice of God again. They want to test their steel, right, against the God of Israel. It's not going to fly well for you, brother from another mother. And I'm not saying that out of fear. I'm saying that for the very purpose that you might consider where you are, that you might consider repentance, because you need to understand, bad guys, if they're having you do it for them, rest assured they'll do it to you when they're done using you for their purposes. That's what you need to understand. I hope you're not too stupid or foolish to figure that much out. But the fact of the matter is, I'm preaching to you too. Okay? Now, going back to this, Bill Gates' dad was head of Planned Parenthood and the 60 million babies murdered. He was inspired by his daddy concerning population control and his views today. And now Billy Gates wants to tell everybody, the president, he's impotent, right? He's MIA. As a matter of fact, he's fronting for Bill Gates. He's surrounded by agents of Bill Gates, special interest groups, and that should show you the power of special interest groups in America. I'm curious, all of you Trump worshipers, is this how you make America great again? You give the American people over to those that mean to destroy them? Because according to what we know, Adolf Hitler was telling his people to make Germany great again. Boy, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, does it? But folks, what we need to understand is Fauci can go ahead and throw this off as a conspiracy theory all he wants to, but nobody can deny what's going on here today. There's not a person that can call this a theory in any sense of the word. I mean, we remember the courageous people that told Americans 50 and 60 years ago the facts about the conspiracies that were taking place. And yet, the mainstream media, what did they do? They singled them out as theorists. They polarized them. They demonized them, right? Well, what's happening in America today? Not a person, not even the mainstream media's useful idiots can deny the conspiracies taking place by throwing them out as just another theory. They just can't do it. And what few realize is the mainstream media has been uncovered over and over again, attempting to cover for those who are responsible for the acts of treason and conspiracy. Folks, literally, you can't trust a thing that they say. Look at the direction the narrative is going, friends. 180 degrees opposite of what it should be going. And yes, the mainstream media, I do a whole show on this, the mainstream media is guilty of covering for conspirators by labeling anyone and everyone telling the truth as theorists. Just ain't going to fly today. As a matter of fact, if you go to 2 Kings, conspiracies were always within because the way that they were controlled was more easily because they were controlled from within. 2 Kings 14:19. 2 Kings 15:15, 2 Kings 15:30, 2 Kings 17:4. It's also found in Chronicles, friends. It's also found in 2 Samuel. How is it that you've fallen for the fact that this is a theory, friends? You've been told for years. I had a guy a couple years ago tell me, Bradley, he goes, I remember when I was saying things like you're saying today. He goes, I was talking about him 50 years ago. He said they thought I was crazy. I was a lunatic. He said, now we're living in what I was warning the people about. That's right. That is the job of the prophetic, man. That's the job of the prophetic. I mean, can you imagine Jeremiah? 70 years of preaching to the people and they didn't want to listen? Neither did the corrupt kings or the priests until they began to see the word come to pass. And then they go back to Jeremiah and say, Jeremiah, search the face of God for us. And Jeremiah went to the Lord and the Lord said, nope, tell him it's too late. Then there was a book of Lamentations. Can you imagine during the time of Noah when he warned the people of the same things that we're warning the American people of today? And they scoffed at Noah. And they mocked Noah. They laughed at Noah. They called him all sorts of names. That is until it started to rain. In America, it is raining judgments in this country. For people that say they know the Word of God and can't identify the voice of God and what's going on, it's because you have not the Spirit of God. The Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, and they're still saying, God's going to bless us, man. These false prophets are telling us exactly what we want to hear. Well, let me tell you something. Real prophets tell you just the exact opposite. It's what you don't want to hear is what they're telling you. And it's what you need to hear. And that's real love, not the other way around. Hey, folks, again, just tearing down this Anthony Fauci's conspiracy theory garbage again. Not that he has any weight in his words. He's clouds without rain. But listen, the best way to distract and divert the people from the guilty party, them, was to throw contrived theories out to the masses that had no credibility, like him, only to further cause confusion and fatigue them into giving up their search for truth and justice. Read Isaiah 59, verse 14. Folks, in this country today, we're beyond speculation concerning conspiracies within this said government and its agencies. We're beyond speculation. We know it's true. Yet there's still some people out there that want to talk about, but Q said, Q is a CIA psyop operation. How's it working out for you? Oh, Bradley, you don't know nothing. Oh, Bradley, you just wait. Nope, you're drawing the seat of violence nigh unto you. They're already at your front door. And I want to tell you something. You're not promised tomorrow. You better open your ears and open your eyes. You're being lied to. The safest place to be is in the Word of God and there alone. Read Psalm 91, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chasers Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, friends, we have one more segment left. That hour flies, does it not? 1-866-582-9933 if you want to weigh in with a couple comments. I do need to get over to this because it is what we have been talking about, or at least leading up to talk about. Does someone want to remind this president that he is the commander-in-chief? Have we ever, outside of the effeminate one, the sodomite right before him, Barack Hussein Obama, that foreign plant? That's exactly what he is, by the way. He told us after he got out of the People's White House. We played the audio several times. When he was in the White House, his Michael, he called his wife Michael several times. We played that audio. It said that he was from Kenya as well. But I'm saying this for the very purpose, friends. Have you ever seen a more impotent president in all your life? They have been literally grooming this president for decades in this country. Hey, you know, when I was having my conversation this morning with one of my friends, I said, isn't it interesting he brought up Trump? I said, isn't it interesting for decades the media has been right there with the microphone and the cameras asking him if he were the president for years, decades. I said, you know what? I know people that are very wealthy, too. But I said, I don't see the mainstream media going to him and asking him what he thinks about the current state of affairs in the United States of America and what it was or is that he would do if he ever became the president of the United States of America. Just think about that. And then Hollywood gets involved. They put him in a favorable light for decades in this country. Then they put him in Home Alone for the kids, so when they grow up, they're going to remember him, and, oh, that was one of my favorite movies, and, oh, I got a good memory. Oh, look at, there's Donald Trump. He wants to become the president. I'm voting for him, regardless of who he is or what it is that he falls for. Notice I said not what he stands for. It's absolutely interesting. And then what do? Going fast forward, they give him a show called The Apprentice. Man, if anybody's going to run the country the way it needs to be run or ran, oh man, he's the guy that's going to do it. And look at, ever since he's been there, the American people have been waiting for him to be the man that was sold to them. And he's done just the exact opposite. I mean, Trump supporters are deluded into thinking that the president doesn't have legal power to prosecute them that are allegedly attacking him. He does. And this is what the mainstream media does. It's called controlling the opposition. The best way to control it is to create it ourselves. It's exactly what you're seeing happen today. He's the most impotent president ever, friends. What a coward. He's a coward. He's a draft dodger, P.S., posted script. Folks, I have to say that I'm astounded at the absolute willful stupidity going on in this country. And it's not name-calling. It really is a word that has definition. Dull and insensible. You have eyes, but you don't see. You have ears, but you don't hear. Because you don't want to hear. You don't want to see. You want someone to do for you what you're unwilling to do for yourself. That's not going to fly on Judgment Day. Read Hebrews 9:27. And what does this all stem from? The ignorance of the Bible and the ignorance of the U.S. Constitution. And by the way, that's the perfect recipe for self-destruction right there. And Hosea 4:6 always comes up because it's true and it's very applicable today in this country. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. That's right. If you don't know the Constitution, how do you know who's telling you the truth? If you don't know what the law says, what are you supposed to condemn and what are you supposed to justify? Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge? Whoa. I mean, folks, again, the politicians, they put their hand on the Bible, swearing to uphold what is found within its pages, and at the same time, swearing to uphold the enumerated laws found within the pages of the United States Constitution. Deuteronomy 23, 23. Read it when you get a moment. I mean, folks, there's a constant barrage of misinformation falling from the media today, right? That this president is under continual assault. Well, let me ask you, under assault from who? Those that he should be prosecuting, America. This is simple. This is elementary. This is the basics. He's under attack, friends, because they're continuously fueling the left-right narrative, right? By those that he should have long ago prosecuted. I mean, friends, is it enough that they resign so the next person coming in is encouraged to do all the more than the one that just resigned? But the American people settle for a resignation. Really? Does that work for you or me? No, it doesn't, and I thank God it doesn't. Because in this country, we're ruled by law, right? But again, let me ask you the question. Who's assaulting Donald Trump? I mean, this is what you hear is his followers say all day long. Well, he's constantly under attack. No, no, no. You don't understand the system being played out in front of your eyes. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. They attack Donald Trump. Donald Trump goes and signs a bill and he says, well, we have to give the left what they want. Did anybody catch what I just said? They win, you lose. They win, you lose. It's the circus of politics. Those that are attacking Donald Trump are those that Donald Trump should prosecute for his crimes against we the people. It's this simple. Now I can say a thousand things, but just even the topic in which we're highlighting now, this should give you enough discernment to know that you're the one that's being played. Because the President of the United States is not the victim. He's the Commander-in-Chief. Read Article 2, Section 2 of the United States Constitution. You're looking for the answers? I'm giving them to you right now. Article 2, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution says, the Commander-in-Chief clause states, the President shall be Commander-in-Chief. when called into the actual service of the United States. Line upon line, precept upon precept, now going to Article 2, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. Okay, he's the commander-in-chief of what? Oh, the Army, the Navy, the militia. We are the militia, by the way, to the several states. When called into actual service of the United States of America. But what we see is today, we see the National Guard being called up to suppress its own people. Folks, they're using your family members to suppress. Do you understand this? This is how we're doing this to ourselves, Numbers 32:23. But now, going to Article 2, Section 3, speaking of the Commander-in-Chief, what's his job? He is to faithfully execute the laws that he shall from time to time give. Okay? He shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed and shall commission all the officers of the United States to do so. When you go to Article 6, Section 2 of the United States, some may say, well, what law, Bradley? Well, the laws that have been bestowed upon us through common law, through the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. If you want to dispute that, I would love for you to dispute me on this one. Matter of fact, on any of the topics in which we talk about, I would love for someone to dispute me on the facts, because they're right in front of me. And you can't change facts, can you? No, you can't. That's why they're attempting to overthrow the U.S. Constitution. So what you have here is you have the President of the United States of America playing the victim. This is what his followers say. Well, look at him. Everybody's attacking him. Wait a second. No, they're not. They're driving support to his base. I don't know that is working today anymore, because I'm seeing like I've never seen before the people that are seeing what's taking place here that are withdrawing their support from this individual. But again, don't say that, folks, your blood is off my hands. Before God, I've been blowing that trumpet since day one. You've been conned by another con man. And I want to say this, you can't con a con. The best cops are those that know the mind of the criminal. And that's for us to know, by knowing the law. We don't have to go out and commit crime and be like the criminal. No, we know the law, and we see who's transgressing that law. 1 John 3:4. Right? So now, you have it. This authority of the United States President, when it comes to his ability to deal with criminals in Washington, you know that promise of draining the swamp and abroad? People are still asking the question, why are these people still not dealt with? Because he's as guilty as they are, and they know it. So when you see him protecting a Clinton or a Comey, or you're seeing him protecting others that are known criminals, the Obamas, so on and so forth, the Bushes, it's not so much that he's protecting them as much as he's protecting himself. That's what you're seeing today. This is blue-collar mob, is what you see in front of you today. It's the president's job to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. Is he doing that? Nope. He's doing the exact opposite. We've seen, last month, him releasing convicted criminals and saying that their sentences were too harsh. And yet, Rod Blagojevich was sentenced on 18 felonies. He released him. Was he sorry? No, what did Rod do? He comes out and he starts accusing everybody else for throwing him in jail. He said, everybody does this. This is politics. Folks, he told on himself. But again, listen, it's the president's job to condemn the wicked and justify the righteous. Proverbs 28 says he scattereth evil, and the American people are to see that he does just that, not defend him from it like his followers do today. If there be a controversy between men, and they shall come unto judgment, that the judges may judge them, then shall they justify the righteous and condemn the wicked. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Give this to your Trumpite friends, that believe that he is somehow or another the victims, because he's not.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault.
a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.